Right, let's move on to a really awesome story, if I may say so myself. Many of you will know that this past weekend would have been, should have been, the Ironman Africa Champs in Port Elizabeth. And I know many of our listeners had been training very hard for it, and we're really disappointed that it has had to be postponed because of COVID-19. The cancellation, though, was particularly disappointing for one woman in Port Elizabeth, a local guest house owner who was going to be participating in the novice category for a very particular reason. She was raising sponsorship to fund a wheelchair for someone in need. Her name is Charlotte Robenheimer. She felt the beneficiary shouldn't have to wait until November, which is when we hope Ironman will eventually go ahead. So she decided to do it anyway, while still observing all the rules of lockdown. And yesterday, Charlotte completed her Ironman at home. She started at 7 in the morning with a 90-minute swim in her pool, her foot tethered to the fence with a leash. She then transitioned to a 6-hour, 15-minute ride on a stationary bicycle and then ran around her garden 1,580 times to complete the distance required for the marathon. She completed the Herculean effort just after 8 o'clock, 13 hours and 11 minutes of hard exercise. Charlotte Robenheimer joins me on the line now from Port Elizabeth. Charlotte, congratulations on achieving this. And thanks so much for chatting to us today. Won't you just explain who the beneficiary is and why it was so important to you to carry on with your fundraising effort?
Hi, Pippa. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. Sure. Very grateful for that. Well, I've met Philip a couple of years ago while passing my house and when I used to take my little one, Leo, out for a walk. And I think Leo was the first person's name he was able to pronounce, and we became friends. And Philip passes our house every day on his way with his wheelchair, chin operated, to the beach, and we became very fond of him and we started having a relationship. And at some point last year, after I've entered the Ironman, he explained to me that he is having trouble with his wheelchair. I've got the utmost respect for Philip as he conquers the elements daily on his wheels without being able to move his hands. So I've decided, I came back home and told my husband that maybe it's possible to use the Ironman as platform to raise funds to buy a new wheelchair. And from there, the rest is history. I've created a platform, Back a Buddy, and I was overwhelmed with people's generosity and support and words of encouragement through the whole journey. And I think preparing for the Ironman, that has infused me with so much hope and encouragement that was my drive. And my target was 70,000 rand because I got a quote for the wheelchair and it's exceeded that. And that's just to show how people are still willing to give and wanting to give and wanting to be part of something. Just for me, it was being part of something bigger than just doing an Ironman for myself. It's given me so much pleasure and also just purpose through the whole journey.
I mean, Charlotte, it's no easy thing to speak with that kind of hope and outward attitude. As I mentioned at the start, you're a guest house owner. The hospitality industry has been knocked sideways by COVID-19, and I know your guest house can't have been immune to that. You've got a lot to worry about personally. I mean, talk to us about why it was so important to you to keep that outward-looking perspective.
I think, as most people know, Port Elizabeth is the friendly city, and once the Ironman athletes flock together to this beautiful city, people just stick together, and it's the one time of the year where they are actually benefiting, especially the tourist industry. But also, I think international athletes have so many times in the past testified that the spectators' support finishing an Ironman is spectacular, and it's something to write about. So for the whole town, I think the Ironman is one of the biggest events in the year and everyone looking forward to it. So definitely a lot of people was affected, a lot of guest houses. And I guess most people just felt a little bit inflated and lost a little bit of hope. So it was a difficult and challenging time. And that's why I decided, not just for Philip, but also at some point yesterday, it dawned on me that the story can actually just give people hope. Yeah. In a situation and in a scenario like this.
Well, I mean, that's the bigger picture. Now, talk to us about what it was like to do all of this on your own at home. Well, with your family around you, obviously. But Charlotte, you've mentioned the importance of the spectator support. It's one thing tackling that grueling physical challenge with thousands of people cheering you on. Talk to us about your mental fortitude getting through it, doing it alone at home.
Well, definitely. That was a very big challenge. For sure, this is not something you can face alone. I think through faith and the support of my family, especially my husband and my two boys, Jana and Leo, they had to just jump in, and also being supportive, carrying on water and playing some music and doing a part of the run with me helped a lot. At first, I didn't tell anyone about it, and then at some point, I've realized I need some encouragement from friends. So The bicycle was the advantage of doing this indoors is I was able to have my phone with me, and then the messages started streaming in. So that was my crowd support through the virtual digital things we've got available. So that was, but it was challenging because I was supposed to pedal all the way, whereas if you're on your bike, you are able to stop and maybe stand a little bit.
Ah.
So in that sitting position, swimming in the pool, just facing the bottom of a pool was quite something. But I think, the encouragement and the bigger purpose was something that did drive me through this. And obviously, like I say, faith and support from friends.
Charlotte, congratulations on doing it, despite, as you say, the many challenges. I know you won't be able to hand the wheelchair over to Philip just yet because everybody is on lockdown, but you've surpassed the target, so hopefully that can happen soon. Final question is, how are you feeling today? Tell us about the aches and pains and bits that hurt, because there must be lots of them.
Well, it's amazing how much joy this whole project has given me. That's actually in the background at the moment. So I do feel, I think the biggest challenge was doing the circles around the house. When I went out this morning to hang the washing, I saw this one step and I told my husband, I can't look at that step because it was the one step and I couldn't decide yesterday whether it's best to take it up or whether it's best to take it from the other way around down. So there was definitely pain and ache involved. But as I said, I've got a community of friends that surrounded me with support. I had so many friends. Afterwards, I was only able to see their messages, but they all got geared up and did some distances in their own garden. I had my husband, when it really became dark, literally and figuratively, he was running behind me and felt like he's backing the buddy. And my boys were running beside me. So there was I was overwhelmed with the people getting involved and supporting in a way that they could. And I think in a way it brought us all together. And I was thinking that must be my message, based in a time with the COVID-19 on everyone's lips, everyone being locked in and feeling limited, that we should really make effort of using what we've got and not being limited when we face with challenges.
Hear, hear. Charlotte Robenheimer, thank you so much for chatting to me. Congratulations again. Talk about an Iron Lady completing the full Iron Man in her own home and garden yesterday. What an act of defiance in the face of so much bad news, and what a wonderful cause at the heart of it. Charlotte, please keep in touch. We look forward to maybe getting sent a photograph when you're able to hand over that new wheelchair to Philip. And thank you so much for what you've done on his behalf and in terms of raising everybody's spirits listening to that story as well. I'd love to be able to share more stories like that. So if you know of someone who is managing to find a way to make it count, to find a way to help others despite the limitations that we might feel are upon us right now, let us know. Please drop me an email to pippah@capetalk.co.za.